Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, I know we've been having rough times lately, and I know you've been thinking about leaving me too. But I hope you don't, baby. I hope you don't. Girl,
I'm not gonna send no more emails.
No.
And I'm not gonna send text messages.
No.
Girl, I'm gonna sit down with a ballpoint pen, and I'm gonna write a letter to you to say just how I feel.
Like a fish out of water, girl,
I can't breathe.
Like in a phone booth without water, girl,
I'm lost like a ship without a sail, and that's how. Come one, cause since you've been gone, girl, I've been so undone. Girl, I miss all those simple things, kissing it, cuddling, listening to rain as it falls on our window pane. Girl, I wanna cry, cause without you, I.
Dynamics of it. I mean, I love it being such a, it's such a base
part of the real MC part of hip hop. So, you know what I'm saying? That you just, you know, I love the poetry stuff. And being part of the cultural conscious community, you know, definitely just feel all the positivity, the energy, the creativity, the, you know what I'm saying, the kumba of everything. So, you know, it's just, I love it. So y'all keep it up. Keep the poetry going. Keep the energy going. Keep the open mics going. You know, I'm just takes the stress off of my day. So I'm cool.
Poetry, rap, music, singing, hip hop, everything. This is what we do. Poetry at the Six. I just wanted to let you know this is how we do it. Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to Poetry at the 600. Doctor doing this shit on Mother 6, MO6 Productions, every time. Poetry at the 6, Wet Ink in the Green Room, like it green. Mother 6 is always in VIP doing it up very well. That's what we have no comfy pillows, we have no comfy couches, all in the green room. VIP is always available for VIP. VIP, when you come to Poetry at the 6, and it's Poetry 6, Poetry spits. As the poets like to say, spit the verse, line to breathe. I like the central urgency of a breath and the breath. Like I used to watch my son wake up as an infant. And man, that was the bridge. And he take that breath, and it'd be like, life. Like the one when I was younger, there's an African Kiriko, looks like Kirk Kiri. That's what it looks like. Kirk Kiri. Kiriko. African folktale. Lisa, listen to it. African folktale. And they're also job more pleasant and grim. Many of the stories were quite magical and awesome. And when I was little, I mean, I don't know, just abused or left. I used to go a lot of places by myself. Too young. Travels. Walking all along. And look at the cartoon story adaptation of Kiriko. He was a baby. He spoke from his stomach and said, "I'm ready to be born." His mother said, "Anytime a baby can speak from his mother's stomach, he can birth himself." Sure enough, Kiriko birthed himself out of the womb. And then, I don't know, cut his book off and everything. He said, "Woman, ready to be washed." And the mother said, any baby that talked to his mother from his stomach, birthed himself, it can
wash themselves. Gideon came out of the womb of a king, a prince, boss. I like that. Get back at some of the family, children. We were here if my I got this. I can't find. I got this book. Really cool. Cowboy. Strap. Gloves.
All right, come on. called whatshiddenbehind.net.com. Whatshiddenbehind.net.com. You see, when these social sites first came into existence, I believe that everything about these public sites were, well, should I say open. What I didn't expect, though, were people who had hidden agendas looking to use other people as a pawn in their deceptive internet game. Whatshiddenbehind.net.com. You will still find your everyday perverts, pedophiles, sex offenders, abusers, drug users, and your ordinary con artists who have utilized the internet to perfect their underhanded craft against unsuspecting people. And that, I must say, is a damn shame. Now, the perverts, you know, they are the ones who want to send those nasty new pictures to your inbox, hoping and praying that their unwanted efforts will be worth their while. And the pedophiles, sex offenders, and abusers search for their new prey. And the drug abusers get their smack without leaving their homes. And the con artists, well, they get you to give them money through their account set up through PayPal. And although I, too, do enjoy the many conveniences with having the Internet, as well as having a dislike for the many Internet abusers pretending to be fashion models, doctors, lawyers, company CEOs, and fake-ass record producers. And I know that I'm speaking about a worldwide Internet with the open public access. So I was trying so hard not to burden other people with my many qualms. But I just had to express the things that I have taken notice of that is hidden behind .net.com. I have much respect for those who use the Internet for positive things, even for things such as completing the mini Candy Crush mission. And I really do wish that I had a real delete button to get rid of those underhanded people who are looking to feed their vast variety of dangerous, mean, sadistic, and demonic addiction. So I'm sending out a word of advice. No, better yet, I'm sending out a warning, because I would not want you, too, to be so blind as to all the hidden things going on behind that net.com. And that's that piece.
Welcome back. Yeah, so again, like I said, this is helping me kind of haiku. Just breaking it down because element time, nature. Okay. So that element of reference. So this is tell people do something like prefix. Time in your life that ups and downs due to happened as you grow. And then there's another element choice of haiku. Shift, keeping with the idea that I should contain two different positions ideas, shift the chosen subject so that your poem has two parts for that. Of an end then different positions of that image expanse of the whole forest was the end currently for juxtaposition they call it. Is the poem deeper, better, or I think this poem, Richard Wright, get about writing. Richard Wright, white caps on a broken sign hanging. So you are looking at white caps on a then your whole image is taken away from a keeps it nature element. And that's, you know, that's what I know of getting a haiku down just flavor of the fundamentals of a haiku. That's that to create a shift. Like I like to say, you speak about something that kind of like to white caps on the page, vision, and then your vision totally came off that. Yeah, I like that juxtaposition, as they call it. For me, say for my urban haikus, just understand what haiku is and express without fear. That was one of the things. Found definition. Yeah, yes. I could convey objective feelings about out. I could objective or feeling out. Judgment. Here's the note. Regurgitate my spirit and out. Ask you make room. That's what I guess. This hike, this urban hike, great illustration of haiku. For what I'm talking about happen element of Yaku with Yaku judgment. Goes like this. I lay on the shore, so I. And the sea replies, shut up and sleep. Oh, wait. I had a girl named Faith, and she cheated on me. Chastity. Original pen. You can tell a lot about a man. Poetic realness. Word. The time. If you took the time to read the lines, you would see that I something that you cannot. pretty hard when you had created a fucking world. I just pray about it. Nothing about it. Your intelligence, this connection, reflecting truth, focusing on everything in between that pretty. I'm going to stop right there. That, haiku. Yeah, yeah. Poetry. Come back. That is incredibly important. You just heard. And so I'm going to be making a synopsis of the haiku. Put into a more or at least a it's just important to understand who that's why the book starts ponder on itself and its mistress poetry, you know, all of that. I mean, idealized entry beyond those words. And yeah, that's what
imagine me on your street corner, a whole lot longer than I was supposed to be. I'd be hustling like a man on a mission, not so secretly selling those things that you must see. I'd be there every night and you would buy in plain sight. I'd move into the light, even if you didn't think it was right. I'd go everywhere I could in every neighborhood to push my goods. I'd break up a stand everywhere I stood. The fiends would tell me about the haiku bangers of the street, and together we'd slang this epic prose of reality called poetry. And just the other moment, I found the hydroponic sonnet. Who got five on it? Cause any subject you need, any topic you want it, let my ideas get you on it. Cause you can take a toke on anything I wrote to smoke like dope. This poem is your best fix. You got to have it. This line is your next hit. Heard to be taught, but the teaching reached through a poem, cause they showed me the ways their actions match what they say, and I smoke their shape forever and a day. I'm slinging poetry, and if your ears get hollow, you can smoke another poem tomorrow, cause if you suffer from withdrawal, it's because you refuse to follow this poet who came around to keep your high from going down. Every syllable, every sound is meant to keep you off the ground, cause I am foul cloud mind within this walk what I talk, so you can hit this a few more times. I'm in a Devo state of mind, so what you got on this rhyme? I'm swagging poetry, and I won't let you just say no to my flow. I use peer pressure to get you blowed on every brick of old that I wrote. Cause you can snort a quarter key from each verse, inhale a whole bird of action words, add cut to the phrases, put in work. If you don't inhale what you heard, you're gonna cough up words. I'm slanging poetry, and what I spit, you can pass up a slow car in fast traffic. Show my gift like a slip for poetry addict, cause I am beyond a habit. I post up on blocks, I make open my spot. My style don't stop when the blue lights start. I even slang what I got to the cops, cause I will lift you to a leave you with the munchies for what I do. So swallow a chunk of these slabs on behalf of the crew. If they ask where you got it, you can't say who. I'm slanging poetry, and I want the whole world hooked on my CD and book. Poets gotta eat too, and Nam just cooks. Looking for our ego, let me go till I'm done. Cause you'll need rehab from this point, and only half a step one. Try to remain calm when you hear, oh my God.
Yeah, slinging poetry. Yeah. Welcome back to Wet Ink in the Green Room. I'm Dre, the Doctor, the Poet 365, kicking it like this live, like this. Simulation on the technical aspects of haiku. What you know, we just talked about basically the subjects, you know, to distill. That means to give out elements of the haiku, to project those elements of nature, environment, doing condition, to include a seasonal reference, and to have a juxtaposition, two different kinds of things going on at the same time, creating a deeper metaphorical experience and meaning of poetry. And we talked about using sensory language, describe the details. That's a sensory language. Five senses. The poet witnesses that still. And that's the word that you use to distill, project out to somebody something that they are not able to see, but from your words being able to see and experience. That others may understand, you know, in some way what you are writing or have experienced. Once you know, and that's a beautiful thing, you know, understand, coof, distill this information that understand, experience your experience. And you know, talks about, you know, talking about describe, call the subject questions like, what did you notice about the subject? Color, texture, contrast, did you observe a hot day, but how did the subject sound? Event that took place. How did it smell, taste? How can you actually decide the way it felt? So that I had touched a poem today, and I was looking at it. Was the epitome of that situation that happened. Ginkgo element through the trees and bushes, everything. And that is exactly what we're talking about in the element. Writing a haiku, understanding first of all the haiku, and so that's why it's important just to understand what a haiku is first. And so when you write in this labor, you're like, wow, this is awesome. I didn't expect this, you know, to feel this way home. And that's the beauty. That's the beauty of writing. And especially if you understand something, understand your style. That is important because then you can see how your poetry affects also see you, because your poetry can be something that is very and that's what doing. Hard way, in this book, it looks like they took a piece of paper, 5x7, binding, and I get paid. I don't write on the back. In the book, in the back of the book, upside down, right on the back. Completed one of those. Here's a perfect epitome. I was excited. Image. Perfect. Without just patience. Properly, no jobs. Feminist movement gave them mind games. Groupies, retarded emotions. Wow. I had gained appreciation. Stuff there,
real. Detail, imagery, show it. Show it. Show it, don't. So, that was the last one that I did. I'm not his last one. Be hand in hand. Competing, shining at heart. White people showing off their morals. Plenty of great reason. Started those three poems. Started the hike. Here we go. They do not know the tradition of women and men. A man can't be a man if a female is not a responsible woman. Jesus juice, God's spell. Men are not happy. Single. Parenting like the lion king. Sit. Talk. Good. Poet. You failed and weren't even tested. Soon as you open your mouth, I know what you're about. I doubt seriously if you can deal with me, so I'm out. Poet, if you would listen to yourself, you would shut the fuck up and stop your mental. You can't handle Dre, know how to love me. Poet. Leader, but you can't be led. You want a teacher, can't be fed. You want a man, enough for said. Here we go. What if? What would America be like if white people love black people as much as white people love black culture? Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's the earth. How good. Yeah. I could poetry at the sick, y'all. We're doing this just like this. Discussing urban haiku. Giving you examples. See, you know, in order to, have short hops, of what a haiku is. To understand better, writer, understand what a haiku is. That even if the actual, as you know how to do it, fit into look at definitely a haiku hurt, some joy. From a situation, and again, therefore, it fit in to format. And again, when I go, have shorts, I could short element, show juxtaposition of two different positions. That part also is right there. Again, it's kind of like being free to ejaculate thought. Brief. That's I'll come back. Ejaculate thought. Show. Language.
Yes, that's
sensory language. But that's sensory language. Again, haikus. Situation. Life. Title. Pondering and mistress poetry like this art poetry, because I just poetry live, because I am
writing
so much papers, play, situate, writing them, keep myself out of the computer as well, because I'm having computer issues now. Backup stuff. Backup cop. Here's another urban haiku. View of America. Black eye. Churches burn in a month. Average. Pay attention. Hate school. $5. Who's race baiting? Reach
again,
like the basis of a haiku, meditation of sorts. There you go. Is devoid of subjective thinking. Here's I'd love you up due to my offspring. I'm not that dude. How to fire you. That is right there is change of direction. Shows fire.
So again, something that anyone had these words.
Who's coming at Black. Like the white racist system to the black man. They're not fair. They don't care. They are not. Life. Live it. Love it. Taste it. Smell it. Enjoy it. Life. Love it. Like, pause, savor, taste. I thought, I woke and thought of her, strong and respectful, humble, helpful, never getting the love she should have, never. Humans rule the earth that you in. Rivers, earth and water, robots becoming, embracing death, being numbered by society, robots that continue to lead an eternal life but never survive. Pretty in the face, dynamic, but upstairs needs repair, and I can't think what's there to gain from your dishonesty, forked tongue, technology, or distraction. The struggle is now self-enemy, distraction again, non-reaction, a friend, backbiting them, but put self-hate. Stop wasting time. Principle essence. I lay down right on my side of the bed at the head where she can be right next to me. Feel me? Comfort to reveal to me, me. Help me see God, the Creator, love. As the vows fly out, you're not down for me. It shows every time I need your help. You're busy.
We'll be right back after this. We'll take a short break and be right back because
Benny Siegel. Philly is where I'm from.
We from period. P-A period. Ease they hearing it. Believe they fearing it. But loving it though. I hate the game. Fuck the fame. But I'm loving the dough. You couldn't tell me in a million years. In a thousand bars. That I roam the reservoir with dogs. Show the world what true love was about. Drop adrenaline. 4 or 5 cents. I showed them what a thug was about. I know you love flossing with X. Busting them checks. Getting tattoos. Paw prints on your chest. I ain't mad, baby, get that cash. Make them hating bitches kiss your ass. Rough ride, lift that trash. I'm gonna walk till I see how these fleas gon' feel. When I come through with the whip, with the bees on the wheel. Burgundy thing, cream gut, cherry wood. Steering wheel, a beast surrounded by the wing on the hood. I know they like how they collide. He roll with rock, you rough ride, but we Black Friday tied. How you think they gon' feel seeing us Grammy night? Let me tell you, a bunch of ifs, ands, and mites. Billboard charts. Source ads and mics, and if I say so myself, goddamn, we tight. Fuck being humble, ain't no other way to end this. We ain't open up the door, we knock that bitch up off the hinges.
Really, where I am from. gon' hold it down for Illidale for life. Came through, made a name, nigga, nailed it tight, and now we shine. Been new shit, it was about time. Switch from streets to beats, platinum lines. Used to struggle in the hood, just a Brody to Mike. Took the bank, they ain't give it to us. Now we excite the biggest crowds, and they screaming loud, Philly the shit. Rockefeller, rap, gorilla, blind bombshell, bitch. I rough ride, take your mind, shit, you doing the same. Work hard, now the streets stay shouting our names. Fame is funny, get money, snakes in the grass. When the hostility shows, niggas' face get smashed. But I stay grounded, brick house, stallion. My bitches keep me real while I make millions. Pile it on, we gon' have it all in a minute. Give it back to the hood and we gon' ball in a minute. Cause anything we want, we gon' have on our plate. Matter of time before we kill the beans, it was all phase and cats and stress. Gave it all, they expected less. Disrespect, take it back to the hood, protect your chest. Tried to break us, but we broke through. Got the job done, that's what's up. Running shit, now tell them where I am from.
Philly, Philly. Philly, where I am from. Philly, Philly. Philly, where I am from. Philly, Philly. Philly, where I am from. Philly, Philly. Philly, where I am from. Philly, Philly.
Period. You understand? P-A. That's E-V-E. We gonna hold it down for Philadelphia life. Our time to shine. You understand? I used to Brody the mic.
Can I hear it right on? Come on, only clap your hands, y'all. Sing a song with it, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, before shine.
Yeah, welcome back. Lost my mic for a minute there, and then I looked up and realized I was not on the air. I quickly jumped in with the Earth on the Fire to help me out there because we need to. Yeah. And it's beautiful, you know, and so we're back, and I was like, what the heck happened? But we are here, and we were discussing poetry, discussing poetry. I wasn't off. Son of a monkey's off. But I just wanted to say that we are discussing what the haiku is in relationship to the Japanese haiku, the urban haiku. We're discussing that and learning the elements. But again, people need to investigate their craft. Hey, I'm a poet. I know. But do you really know? Or the spirit, elaborate, expound, search your love, craft. That what you really about, and you know, and the proof is always doing, knowing, doing, the greatest form is doing. Encourage you. Investigate communicate with other poets how poet writer, fiction writer, so forth, so we were just breaking down subject matters of a haiku, putting them in proper perspective, urban haiku, and in writing, the fact that even so, freedom in writing, which you should understand. Benefit writing it, like saying, write our story, write fragments. And that would only have it. A horror story. So that's the haiku. Understanding poems, writing Japanese and human condition. And that can be emotional, physical, present state of mind. Think of a haiku, object
Also, it shows the images of nature. Be some people being where they are, situations happening, people's lives. So, the subject matter of the haiku in the language, show it in detail. Century language is usually haiku. Japanese haiku is about the element, seasonal situation, and have the haiku. So it says contemporary haikus stray from nature and subject. Urban environments, emotions, relationships, and topics. Maybe haiku subject in the urban haiku. Urban environments, emotions, because it's in contemporary haiku, strays away, may stray away from contemporary haiku, the elements of urban which more emotions, more situations, more urban environments. That's where the haiku comes into play. It also fits into the basis of the century language and the forefront for the haiku and writing of the haiku practice. Art practice. It was a Japanese guy who was the greatest haiku poet of all time. Should say his haiku should be said 1,000 times. Draft and redraft every. Meaning is perfectly expressed. Remember that you don't have to adhere to the 575 syllable pattern, and that a true literary haiku, a ginkgo, a two-part juxtaposition structure, and a primary subject, and those are syllable patterns. Technical function. So, and I just like know that's not how you say it. On that's weird. Yeah, I like the way. I feel I'm doing my own thing. The elements are good to understand. True literary haiku includes the elements of ginkgo and two-part juxtaposition structure. Primary objective sensory entry major sensory entry. So that is high. Work with non format structure
way do it
based on really, really all the elements even Japanese traditional high. Ginkgo would be
your
source of life,
your
juxtaposition, subject,
relation,
just another viewpoint. There you would have it. That primary objective sensory entry.
And then another
position. Revelation, appreciation, and I got a poem. A poem I wanted to do. Also, it goes like
that.
I like it. Add it. Well, I'm going to read this. This drag Smith are so confident. I mean, like a nice shot, hot, so warm inside. I get drunk off you, pumping, blood is boiling like a smooth glass of wine. That moment. Like that age hit pain. He's fresh and cooling me down. Sounds like pounding shot after shot. Spark. I hit
And clean. So I want to thank everybody to the show. Audio. Thank you.
Hey, it's the Fat Cat Soul Music. Some of that Southern soul. Hey, Drew, let him in. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. This is what music needs to be right now, you know what I mean? We need to take it back to the roots of the music, you know? Music that made people feel good. Made people feel something. Make you feel in love. That's what we are, the Fat Cat. What's happening, man? The Fat Cat, you say? Who is this dude and what does he play? I tell you, it's not a who, it's a place with a sound full like water and a river jazz. The rhythms of our soul blues bumping straight from the heart. I got the string bass thumping, the horns blowing. All in one place, the home of the Fat Cat. People grooving the old tunes, the black and white keys harmonizing. Sweet voices from the past ringing, mellow voices of the day singing. All in one place, the home of the Fat Cat. Oh yeah. Watching, talking, relaxing, the scene is fat, cool, and happy. All in one place, the home of the Fat Cat. Where the sounds of the soul gather up in the mind and give the working one a place to unwind. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we'd like to welcome you to the Fat Cat, a joyous journey of sound. Oh, yeah. Fat Cat in every city, you see. Let us tell you how we do it in our town, T-Town. Players getting down. Drew Lane, T-Love, Jones, North Jones, Mike Bird, Doc D, Nate Banks, all getting down with the sound from the Fat Cat, you know what I'm saying? It's a place where people go when they want to have a good time and to make the things go away from their mind. It's a feeling you get. Come on in, and meet a friend. And a friend.